From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Some 25,000 U.S. Marines will soon take over the volatile area around Fallujah, west of Baghdad. It's part of a massive troop rotation that will take several months. The Marines will be replacing paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne Division. NPR's Eric Westervelt visited a forward operating base in Fallujah, and he reports on preparations for the transfer.
Major General Charles Swanick, the 82nd Airborne's commander, steps off of a Black Hawk helicopter with a shotgun strapped around his shoulder and a grin on his face. With a wad of chewing tobacco stuffed in his gum line, Swanick walks past a group of his soldiers busy cleaning spent 50-caliber bullet shells from their armored Humvee after a recent firefight. Hang in there, General Swanick tells them. A trip home is around the corner.
All American week, you know?
We'll all be running down Long Street together here pretty soon, all right?
Every combat replacement is a carefully planned, layered process. General Swanick says the upcoming left seat ride, as it's called, with the Marines, will help the 82nd transfer every detail to incoming forces, from intelligence sources to garbage collection. He says this replacement should be easier because one-third of the Marines coming here were previously in Iraq during the major combat phase and then in the Southwest in the first months of the occupation.
There's only so much we can teach them, but, you know, most of the Marines were down in a little bit south of here recently, and so the learning curve's not going to be that steep. It's going to be how you associate with the Sunnis up here, learn from us, and we're going to go ahead and give them situation awareness. And then we'll watch them and for a couple days and make sure they're doing everything, as best we can, coaching and teaching them, and then they're on their own. And we'll set them up to succeed.
The Marines have said they'll work hard to try to win over the local population and deploy differently than the Army by spreading troops everywhere around Fallujah and conducting more foot patrols. As the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Michael Hagee, put it, "We know how to fight and we're prepared to do that. But this is a security and stability operation," Hagee said, "and we have to establish relations with the people there." Army Captain Terence Calaguire, Alpha Company commander with the 82nd's 1st of the 505th, says the Sunni Triangle will prove more challenging for the Marines than the Shia South, particularly the delicate balance fighting insurgents while trying to befriend locals.
It's a huge challenge. Basically, we use it as an amplifier type switch. Turn it up when you have to get going after a bad guy, and then you dial it back down when you're engaging with the locals. A lot of times you're doing things simultaneously, and it's certainly not easy.
82nd Airborne Sergeant Major Curtis Reagan respects the Marines. They're legendary, like the paratroopers, he says. But Reagan worries the Marines won't arrive in this violent area ready to use a big enough stick.
I'm afraid for them if they go in too soft. If you came in with some concept, a political concept, that you're going to shake hands and just be nice, and you end up with 15 dead Marines on the first insertion, the first way to make your mark then as a terrorist is take that as an opportunity to make a stand.
Each successive U.S. force that comes to Fallujah seems to have taken a new approach, philosophically and even equipment-wise, only to have to shift gears in the face of continued violence. Most of the 82nd's Humvees weren't even armored when they arrived here. Now Specialist Jamie Ortiz says most have improvised armor throughout.
They welded the armor into the floorboards where the driver sits, like down in here. They put armor in here, all the way up to here. It's some pretty good stuff. They've been hit with IEDs.
The paratroopers took over from the 3rd Infantry Division last summer in a well-orchestrated transfer. But not all of the lessons sank in. Sergeant Major Reagan admits that the 82nd lost some valuable momentum early on as the heavy armored division left and the light infantry moved in.
It's typical paratrooper arrogance. We figured we'd do it better anyway. So, okay, you can take your tanks and you can go. We got it from here. We felt like that we would come in dismounted and be able to go, even in Humvees where they couldn't go in tanks, down every alley, every house, and just dominate the place. So whatever they briefed as difficult, we saw it as their shortcoming, not the shortcoming of the mission.
The 82nd learned valuable lessons in Iraq and Fallujah at a high cost. 30 82nd soldiers have been killed and more than 180 wounded since crossing into Iraq. The 82nd has made key progress in Fallujah in gathering intelligence, building civil affairs projects, and training local Iraqi forces. They've expanded the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps from 0 to 1,700 in just 2 months. But the Fallujah area remains one of the more violent parts of Iraq. Last November, the mayor's office was ransacked, looted, and burned. The mayor, with whom the U.S. forces had worked for months, fled the city fearing for his life. And just days ago, in a bold daytime raid, insurgents attacked two downtown headquarters of U.S.-trained Iraqi security officers, killing at least 17 Iraqi police and freeing several guerrilla prisoners. Sergeant Major Reagan says given the volatility here, the 82nd can only pass on so much to the Marines before they'll have to learn it on their own.
What I don't know, if you showed up to take my place, where would I start to tell you what to do? Or how to feel, or how do you deal with this person at the gate or downtown in Fallujah? Under what ruse do you even talk to him? What's the intent of this conversation? Where's it going? What's your posture? What's your threat posture? At what point do you squeeze the trigger? At what point do you shake hands and pass out candy? I couldn't tell you how to train your battalion for this, because I don't know how he got here. I was in the middle of it, but I don't know how he got here. It's just delicate. Every step is delicate.
Right now, the interim mayor of Fallujah, Rahad Hussein, whom the 82nd Airborne thought they could trust and worked with for months, is in U.S. military custody on suspicion of aiding the deadly assault on the police stations. And on Wednesday, insurgents posted new leaflets on a mosque in downtown Fallujah with fresh warnings to local police and security. Anyone collaborating with the Americans, the leaflets read, will be attacked. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.